Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts. Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know that I spend most of my time roaming the news forest, felling only the finest, most mature story wood, hand-shaping it and boring it, and then adding a pure silver offset G&E mechanism and Andrew Oxley head joint to craft for you the exquisite Trevor James Grenadilla flute that is my monologue. But sometimes I'm slapped awake by a fairground possum, jam a discarded pixie stick into a Fanta can bong, and then shriek whistle a dirge through the drifter's fife of news that is my segment. This is the fuel. This is the clean energy of the future right here. Meanwhile, Airbnb is offering a Phantom of the Opera-themed stay at Palais Garnier in Paris, where they set up this bedchamber right inside the theater. Now, to make the experience truly authentic, you'll spend your whole night being harassed by a disfigured incel. C'est l'amour. Meanwhile, everyone is fine. But the Mars Wrigley Company has been fined after two workers fell into a vat of chocolate. Sure. Fell. Oh, no, I fall into a vat of chocolate. I guess I gotta eat my way out again. Better throw me a life preserver made of nougat. Meanwhile, sandwich chain Subway is exploring selling their business for $10 billion. Now, keep in mind, investors, for $1.50 more, they'll throw in chips and a drink. Meanwhile, really? Sure. Meanwhile, scientists finally found out what a monkey mermaid mummy really is. Now, if you've never seen the famed mystery monkey mermaid mummy, it was discovered decades ago in a Japanese temple, and it looks something like this. Ah! I can understand wanting to figure out what the hell that is, if only to learn how to kill it. But now, scientists using cutting-edge mer-monkey technology have discovered that the monkey wasn't an animal. It was merely an object, specifically a doll, likely made in the late 1800s. They determined this based on x-rays and also on what the screaming monkey doll told them when it appeared in their nightmares for the rest of eternity. Meanwhile, down in Georgia, a disoriented owl has forced a college to shut down a library for nearly a week. Hey, could be just doing research. After years of asking who, maybe it's finally asking why. To... Okay. To get re... Really? I didn't expect that. We didn't expect a lot. We predict a lot of things in rehearsal. That was not one of them. To get rid of the owl, the school has hired a professional falconer who left a door open and then tried to shoo the owl away with a really long stick. To recap, open door plus long stick equals professional falconer. I once knocked a frisbee out of a particularly tall bush with a rake. Does that make me a professional beekeeper? Meanwhile, there's news from the best and worst place ever, the internet, because Microsoft has officially retired Internet Explorer. The browser will now spend its time, like many retirees, trying to download Chrome. Calling its grandson. Can we do something about that? That's the other. Meanwhile, a recent pizza delivery in Louisiana went awry when the homeowner opening the door for the Domino's guy offered a sneaky squirrel the opportunity to invade the home. Now, some say the squirrel was just trying to get a bite of the pizza, but that would be ridiculous. It was Domino's. The whole ordeal was caught on the family's doorbell cam. Let's take a look.
Hey, how you doing today?
So this was either a delivery gone wrong or the start to the world's least sexy porn. Oh. Oh. Is that my extra large sausage? I don't have any cash to pay for a squirrel! Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.